ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंटो 3 द स्टेटस क्वो चैप्टर 15 डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द किंगडम ऑफ गॉड पार्ट 1 वर्सेस 1 थ्रू 11 द डेमी गॉड्स अपील टू लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा। श्री मैत्रेय सेड, My dear Vidura, Diti, the wife of the sage Kashyapa, could understand that the sons within her womb would be a cause of disturbance to the demigods. As such, for 100 years, Diti continuously bore the powerful semen of Kashyapa Muni, which was meant to give trouble to others. By the force of the pregnancy of Diti, the light of the sun and moon was impaired in all the planets, and the demigods of various planets, being disturbed by that force, asked the creator of the universe, Brahmaji, "Oh, what is this expansion of darkness in all directions? O Great One, just see this darkness, which you know very well, and which is causing us anxieties. Because the influence of time cannot touch you, there is nothing unmanifest before you. O God of the demigods, O sustainer of the universe, O head jewel of all gods in other planets, you know the intentions of all living entities in both the spiritual and material worlds. O original source of strength and scientific knowledge, all obeisances unto you, for you have accepted the differentiated mode of passion from the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. With the help of Krishna's external energy, you are born of the unmanifested source. All obeisances unto you. O Lord, all these planets exist within yourself, and all living entities are generated from you. Therefore, you are the cause of this universe, and anyone who meditates upon you without deviation attains devotional service. There is no defeat in this material world for persons who control their mind and senses by controlling the breathing process and who are therefore experienced, mature mystics. And this is because by such perfection in yoga, they have attained your mercy. All the living entities within this universe are conducted by the Vedic directions, just as a bull is directed by the rope attached to its nose. So no one can violate the rules laid down in the Vedic literatures. To that chief person who has contributed the Vedas, we offer our respects unto you. So now please look upon us mercifully, for we have fallen into a miserable condition. Because of the darkness, all our work has been suspended. Just as fuel overloads a fire, so the embryo created by the semen of Kashyapa in the womb of Diti has caused complete darkness throughout the universe. Sri Maitreya said, "Thus, Lord Brahma, who is understood by transcendental vibration, then tried to satisfy the demigods, being pleased with their words of prayer." Namaste Purusham Padyam Ishwaram Prakrite Param Alakshyam Sarva Bhutanam and Garba here of us become. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nanda Nayacha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Nama Pankaja Nabhaya Nama Pankaja Malane Nama Pankaja Netraya Nama Pankaja Angraye Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nanda Nayacha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Namo Brahmanya Devaya O Brahmanahi Kayacha Jagadhitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya.
The great sage Sri Maitreya was explaining to Vidura the activities of the demigods, including Lord Brahma. When Diti heard from her husband that the sons she bore within her abdomen would be causes of disturbance to the demigods, she was not very happy. Therefore, Diti was reluctant to give birth to her babies. She waited 100 years so that at least she could save the demigods from the disturbance for that period. The demoniac influence of the suns in the womb of Diti expanded darkness throughout the universe. Lord Brahma is addressed herein as Vibhu, and also he is addressed as the personality of Godhead. Brahma is the supreme personality of Godhead's incarnation of the mode of passion in the material world. Lord Brahma is non-different in the representative sense from the supreme personality of Godhead, and therefore the influence of time cannot affect Lord Brahma. The influence of time, which manifests as past, present, and future, cannot touch higher personalities like Lord Brahma and other demigods. Sometimes, demigods and great sages who have attained such perfection are called Trikalagya. Because Lord Brahma is almost on an equal footing with the personality of Godhead, he is addressed here as the god of the demigods. And because Brahma is the secondary creator of this universe, he is addressed as the sustainer of the universe. Brahmaji is the head of all the demigods, and therefore he is addressed here as the head jewel of the demigods. It is not difficult for Lord Brahma to understand everything which is happening in both the spiritual and material worlds. Lord Brahma knows everyone's heart and everyone's intentions. Therefore, Brahmaji was requested to explain this incident. Why was the pregnancy of Diti causing such anxieties all over the universe? The Vedas are the original scientific knowledge for all departments of understanding. And so this knowledge of the Vedas was first impregnated into the heart of Brahma by the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Therefore, Brahmaji is the original source of all scientific knowledge. Brahma is born directly from the transcendental body of Garbhodakashayi Vishnu, who is never seen by any creature of this material universe, and therefore always remains unmanifest. Brahma is stated here to be born of the unmanifested. Brahma is the incarnation of the mode of passion in material nature, which is the separated external energy of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Controlling the breathing process is not the ultimate aim of yoga. The real purpose of yogic performances is to control the mind and senses. The conditioned souls who have come to this material world for material sense gratification are regulated by the injunctions of the Vedic literature. Sense gratification is just like salt. One cannot take too much or too little, but one must take some salt in order to make one's foodstuff palatable. Those conditioned souls who have come to this material world should utilize their senses according to the direction of the Vedic literature. Otherwise, they will be put into a more miserable condition of life. Finally, Lord Brahma could understand the misdeeds of Diti, and therefore he smiled at the whole situation. Recorded April 29, 2023, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.